Happy Mammoth, the zero-compromise company behind Hormone Harmony, uses only clinically proven ingredients. No GMOs, fillers, or junk. Just pure, effective support. And get this, over 2.4 million women worldwide have rediscovered their vitality with Happy Mammoth. In a survey of 1,831 women, the results spoke volumes. 86% noticed easier weight management alongside a healthy lifestyle. 77% felt improvements in mood and well-being. And 100% said they finally felt like themselves again. Plus, it's backed by over 50,000 glowing reviews praising deeper sleep, calmness, and renewed energy. Ready to feel your harmonious best? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order of Hormone Harmony at happymammoth.com. Just enter code POSITIVE at checkout. Try it risk-free and join the millions who've reclaimed their spark. Visit happymammoth.com and use code POSITIVE today. Your journey to feeling balanced starts now.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. These stirring words from Isaiah 43, verse 2, reassures us of God's unwavering presence and protection, even as we navigate life's most challenging storms. Imagine a craftsman meticulously repairing a broken vessel, each piece carefully placed back together, each adjustment critical to the vessel's strength and purpose. Similarly, our lives are often shaped by the storms we face, each challenge molding us into stronger, more resilient believers. We may be broken, yet with the potential for restoration and wholeness. So today, I encourage you, ride out your storm with faith, for God is with you, guiding and strengthening you every step of the way. Let us uncover the profound truths hidden within life's challenging moments. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, Psalm 107, verse 29. Reminds us, He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Here, we find a promise of God's power, not only to bring us through the storm, but to bring peace in the midst of it. This assurance anchors us in the truth that His presence is a constant shelter, even as the winds rage around us. Now, let us look at seven essential truths that highlights how God's steadfast love and power guides us through every storm we face. Number one, the strength found in vulnerability. Often, we perceive storms as a sign of vulnerability or weakness. However, in our spiritual walk, vulnerability can be a source of strength. Consider the story of Gideon in Judges 6 and 7. Gideon, an unlikely hero, felt weak and insignificant. Yet God chose him to lead Israel against the Midianites. With a drastically reduced army, Gideon's vulnerability was evident, but it was through this vulnerability that God's power was magnificently displayed. Judges 7 verse 7 states, "By the 300 men who lapped, I will save you and deliver the Midianites into your hand." This story teaches us that in our weakest moments, God's strength is made perfect. The story of Gideon encourages us to embrace our vulnerability in the face of storms. When we acknowledge our weaknesses, we open ourselves to the strength that God provides. It is not about our ability, but our availability to God's power. Gideon's army, small and ill-equipped, was the perfect canvas for God's strength and victory. This reminds us that in our storms, our victory is not in numbers or power, but in God. Also, Gideon's story teaches us about trusting God's plan, even when it seems illogical or frightening. Reducing an army when facing a vast enemy seems counterintuitive. It seems contradictory, right? Yet, Gideon's obedience to God's unconventional strategy led to a miraculous victory. In our lives, when we face storms, trusting God's plan, even when it defies human logic, can lead to extraordinary outcomes. Gideon's transformation from a man hiding in fear to a courageous leader is an inspiration. It shows us that God can use our storms to transform us, to build our faith and character. Our storms can be the catalyst for significant spiritual growth and transformation, turning our fear into faith and our doubts into determination. Number 2. Finding guidance in the midst of uncertainty. Navigating through life's storms often involves moments of uncertainty and confusion. In these times, finding direction can seem daunting. The story of the young prophet Samuel provides insight into finding guidance amidst uncertainty. In 1 Samuel 3, Samuel, still a boy serving in the temple, hears God's voice. Initially, he does not recognize it, mistaking it for Eli, the priest. However, with Eli's guidance, Samuel responds, leading to his calling as one of Israel's greatest prophets. This story in 1 Samuel 3, verse 10, where Samuel says, "Speak for your servant hears," highlights the importance of attentiveness and guidance in discerning God's voice. Samuel's experience teaches us the value of mentorship and guidance in our spiritual journey. In times of uncertainty, having a spiritual mentor can provide clarity and direction. Eli's role in helping Samuel recognize God's voice was crucial. This encourages us to seek and value the wisdom of those more experienced in faith, especially when we face storms of uncertainty. Also, Samuel's story shows us that God speaks to us, even in our confusion and uncertainty. The key is to listen and be receptive. Samuel's response.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Speak, for your servant hears, is a model for us. It shows a heart, ready to listen and obey. These qualities are essential in finding direction during our storms. My friends, Samuel's encounter with God in his youth reminds us that God can use us at any age and in any situation. Our circumstances do not limit God's ability to speak to us or use us for his purposes. This truth gives us hope and encouragement, especially when we feel inadequate or overwhelmed by the storms we face. Number 3. Embracing change through the storm. Change is an inevitable part of life's storms, and it often comes with challenges. However, embracing change can lead to significant spiritual growth and renewal. The story of Zacchaeus in Luke 19, verses 1 to 10, is a vivid example. Zacchaeus, a tax collector, despised by many, experienced a life-changing encounter with Jesus. This encounter not only transformed his actions, but also his heart. Zacchaeus' willingness to change and make amends, as seen in his promise to give half of his goods to the poor and to restore fourfold to those he had cheated, demonstrates the transformative power of encountering Christ. Also, his story teaches us that no one is beyond the reach of God's transforming love. His encounter with Jesus led to a complete turnaround, showing us that our storms can be opportunities for profound personal change. The willingness to embrace this change is key to our spiritual growth. Furthermore, the transformation of Zacchaeus was not just internal. It was evidenced by his actions. True change manifests in how we live and relate to others. You can't fake genuine transformation. It naturally radiates in our deeds, words, and the way we treat those around us. Zacchaeus' commitment to make amends and his generosity is a challenge for us to allow our storms to bring about a change that impacts not just us, but those around us. The response of Jesus to Zacchaeus' change also highlights God's grace and readiness to embrace us when we turn to Him. When Jesus said, "Today, salvation has come to this house," it is a reminder that our steps towards change, no matter how small, are met with God's open arms. Number 4. The power of perseverance in the storm. Perseverance is a vital attribute when navigating through life's storms. It is the determination to keep going, despite the difficulties. The story of Nehemiah rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem in Nehemiah 4 is a powerful testament to perseverance. Faced with opposition and discouragement, Nehemiah could have given up. But instead, he remained steadfast in his mission, his resolve, underpinned by prayer and faith, became the driving force behind the successful rebuilding of the walls. Nehemiah's story shows us that perseverance is often met with opposition. However, these challenges are opportunities to strengthen our resolve and trust in God. Nehemiah's prayer in response to opposition, saying, "Hear, O our God, for we are despised," reflects a heart that relies on God for strength and vindication. Also, Nehemiah's leadership and ability to motivate the people to work despite the challenges is inspiring. It teaches us that perseverance is not just a personal trait, but also a collective one. In our storms, rallying together with fellow believers for support and encouragement can be incredibly powerful. Nehemiah's reliance on prayer throughout the rebuilding process is a crucial lesson for us. It reminds us that our efforts must be supported with prayer. Perseverance, coupled with prayer, becomes a powerful force that can withstand any storm. Number 5, the assurance of God's faithfulness in the storm. In every storm, the steadfastness of God's faithfulness is our anchor. The story of God's promise to Isaac. During a famine in Genesis 26, verses 1 to 5, is a powerful reminder of this truth. Despite the challenging circumstances, God appeared to Isaac, instructing him not to go to Egypt and promising to be with him, to bless him, and to fulfill the oath he swore to Abraham. Isaac's obedience in staying yielded a hundredfold harvest, even in famine, underscoring God's faithfulness. Isaac's experience teaches us that God's faithfulness is independent of our circumstances. Even in famine, God's promise remained true. This encourages us to trust in God's faithfulness, even when our situation seems bleak. Furthermore, Isaac's obedience to God's instruction, despite the famine, is a testament to his faith. It shows us the importance of aligning our actions with God's guidance, especially in difficult times. Our obedience opens the door for God's blessings, even in the least expected places. The blessing that Isaac received as a result of his obedience and faith is an encouragement to us. It reminds us that God honors faith and obedience, often in ways that exceed our expectations. As it is said in Ephesians 3, verse 20, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." This scripture vividly assures us that our faith, combined with God's omnipotence, can lead to outcomes far beyond our human understanding. In our storms, let us hold on to the assurance of God's faithfulness, knowing that he is with us and working in our favor. Number 6, discovering inner strength in times of weakness. In the midst of life's fiercest storms, we often discover an unexpected wellspring of strength within ourselves. This inner strength is beautifully illustrated in the story of the woman with the issue of blood. As recounted in Mark 5, verses 25 to 34, for 12 long years, she endured not only physical ailment, but also social isolation. Yet, in her moment of profound weakness, she reached out in faith to touch the hem of Jesus' garment, believing in his power to heal her. Her faith and determination, arising from a place of weakness and desperation, resulted in her miraculous healing. Jesus healed her, acknowledging her faith, saying, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." This story teaches us that our greatest strength often emerges in our deepest weakness. The woman's unyielding faith, despite years of suffering, is a testament to the human spirit's resilience when anchored in faith. In our storms, when we feel depleted and weak, reaching out to Jesus in faith can unlock strength and healing we never knew we had. Also, the story highlights the importance of taking action in faith. The woman's decision to reach out to Jesus, despite the crowd and her condition, was an act of courage. It reminds us that faith is not passive. It requires us to take steps, even when they seem small or insignificant. Is there a small step of faith that you need to take today? My friends, her story is a powerful reminder of Jesus' responsiveness to our faith. When Jesus felt power leaving him, he stopped to acknowledge her. This shows that Jesus is attentive to our individual needs and responds to our faith. In our storms, this is a comforting assurance that our faith and cries do not go unnoticed by God. And number 7, finding rest in God's sovereignty. In every storm, there is a profound peace that comes from understanding and resting in God's sovereignty. The story of Jonah, particularly when he was in the belly of the great fish, as stated in Jonah 2, reflects this truth. Jonah, initially running from God's command, found himself in a dire situation. Yet, it was in the depths of the sea, inside the fish, that Jonah came to a deep realization of God's control over all circumstances. His prayer, from within the fish, a mix of distress and acknowledgement of God's sovereignty, led to his deliverance and redirection towards his divine mission. Jonah's experience teaches us the importance of recognizing God's sovereignty, even in our most challenging moments. Understanding that God is in control, even when life seems chaotic, can bring a sense of peace and purpose. It shifts our focus from our problems to God's plan, providing clarity and direction in the midst of confusion. Also, Jonah's story is a vivid illustration of how God can use our storms to redirect us towards His will. Sometimes, it takes being in the belly of a storm to realize our need to align with God's purpose. Jonah's eventual obedience led to the salvation of Nineveh, showing how our storms can have a purpose far beyond our immediate understanding. Jonah's prayer demonstrates the power of turning to God in prayer, regardless of our circumstances. In the darkest depths, Jonah prayed, and God heard him. This is an encouraging reminder that no matter how far we think we've gone, God's ear is always inclined to our prayers. My friends, in our storms, let prayer be our first response, not our last resort. As we journey through life's storms, let us remember these truths. Each storm we face is an opportunity to experience God's power and faithfulness more deeply. Let us hold fast to Him, for He is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, I come before you with thanksgiving and praise. Your majesty and glory are beyond understanding. You are the God who calms storms and speaks peace into chaos. You are the one who holds all creation in your mighty hand. Lord, I thank you for your unfailing love and mercy. Thank you for your grace that has kept me through trials and tribulations. I am grateful for your presence that has been a constant source of strength and comfort in every storm I have faced. Lord, I acknowledge my shortcomings and ask for your forgiveness. Search me, O God, and cleanse me from every sin. As you have graciously forgiven me, I also extend forgiveness to those who have trespassed against me. I declare victory and peace over every trial and storm that I face, trusting in your sovereign power. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every storm the enemy has planned against my life. I bind every spirit of fear, doubt, anxiety, worry, and confusion that tries to invade my peace and faith. I declare freedom from every form of bondage and oppression. By the authority given to me in Christ Jesus, I claim healing for my body, mind, and spirit. I pray against attacks of sickness, disease, addiction, disorder, and pain. Jehovah Rapha, saturate me with your healing anointing, touching every cell and tissue, every bone and joint, every organ and system, and every fiber of my being, restoring me to full health and vitality. Let your life-giving power flow through me, mending what is broken and rejuvenating what is weary. In your grace and mercy, renew me completely, Lord. Heal me, and I shall be healed. In the name of Jesus, I command every sickness and disease to leave my body, and I declare restoration and wholeness in your powerful name. I praise you, Lord, as I receive this healing with faith and gratitude. Merciful Father, I ask for your protective hand over my life and the lives of my loved ones. Deliver us from all evil and lead us away from temptation. I declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I ask for these same blessings upon my loved ones, dear Lord. As I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come together in agreement, standing firm in faith, asking for your blessings upon our lives. May your Holy Spirit fill us, guide us, and empower us to withstand the storms of life. Father, in unity, we claim victory over our trials. We declare that through your strength, we will persevere and emerge stronger from every challenge. We give thanks for your constant guidance. May your peace, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Lord, we are grateful that you are our refuge and strength, our present help in times of trouble. Let your kingdom come in our lives, as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.